January 8th, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Does my sacrifice live? And Abraham built an altar and bound Isaac his son. Genesis 22:9. This incident is a picture of the blunder we make in thinking that the final thing God wants of us is the sacrifice of death. What God wants is the sacrifice through death, which enables us to do what Jesus did. These sacrifice our lives. Not, I am willing to go to death with thee, but I am willing to be identified with your death so that I can sacrifice my life to God. We seem to think that God wants us to give up things. God purified Abraham from this blunder, and the same discipline goes on in our lives. God nowhere tells us to give up things for the sake of giving them up. He tells us to give them up for the sake of the only thing worth having, viz., the life of himself. It is a question of loosening the bands that hinder the life, and immediately those bands are loosened by identification with the death of Jesus. We enter into a relationship with God whereby we can sacrifice our lives to him. It is of no value to God to give him your life for death. He wants you to be a living sacrifice, not a dead one, to let him have all your powers that you have been saved and sanctified through Jesus. This is the thing that is acceptable to God. That's the end of Oswald's text. Obviously, martyrdom is held in high esteem throughout Christendom. And it seems in many circles to be the ultimate that someone can do for God is to give up their life, their physical life. And yet, to think that way is missing the point. The real point is, as in Romans 12, to offer my life as a living sacrifice. Dead people can't talk, only live ones. God needs lips, he needs hands, he needs feet on earth in 2009, or in this year, whatever year this is. He wants to re-manifest himself in the lives of believers. In essence, Jesus was born as a man, energized by the Holy Spirit, just as we can be, and was obedient completely to the Holy Spirit for his entire life. And when he ascended to the Father, he sent the Holy Spirit back to those who he left behind so that they too could be embodied, or the embodiment of God himself, the person of the Holy Spirit living within them, as the Holy Spirit had lived within Jesus while he was here. However, we tend to quench the Spirit because we continue to try to conduct our lives and our activities for God instead of surrendering to the Holy Spirit within us and letting the Holy Spirit actually use our living bodies, actually use our living life cycles to touch other lives. God is so relational, it is almost unbelievable. God so wants to touch lives, and he so wants human arms, human eyes, human lips, and human beings to be so possessed with himself that he can touch lives physically through us. Let him have everything. We often mistake making ourselves a living sacrifice to be that of giving up of things or pleasures or money or possessions, and that has absolutely nothing to do with being surrendered to God. Being surrendered to God is simply being willing to do whatever he asks, whenever he asks, or availing our digits to him so that he can actually do the activity for us. If that means we end up in poverty, so be it. If that means we end up with wealth, so be it. If that means we end up in pain, so be it. If that means we end up with horrible sickness, so be it. If it means that we end up with absolute happiness and pleasure, so be it. Essentially, we will be satisfied and pleased and blessed regardless of any of those situations we may find ourselves in, even to the point of martyrdom, if that's what he calls us to, if we're yielded to him and letting him simply express himself in human form in our body.